You divide conspiracy theorists into kind of two camps, cranks and firebrands. What's the difference?
Well, the firebrands tend to be the young folk. I mean, the ones that you see, well, sometimes 9/11 on the anniversary, you'll see these people marching, the so-called 9/11 truth movement. They tend to be young people. You often see them on university campuses. Cranks tend to be older types, people in their 40s and 50s. Often they're college professors, often they're computer scientists, often it's people with a very technical frame of mind who are drawn to these very intricate conspiracy theories. They're almost always men, for reasons that I explain in my book. And often these are very mild-mannered individuals. For instance, one of the leaders of the 9/11 conspiracy movement was a teacher, a professor, a Californian named David Ray Griffin, a very mild-mannered professorial guy who's actually a theologian. And these people are drawn to the movement. Usually they're very intelligent, and they love the idea that they're unraveling some huge puzzle, which, and they'll get to the source of all the world's evil.